And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
How do I sound now? Sound okay?
Would you ask Pop that question?
Let's do it.
Welcome to the Athletic NBA Show. Monday through on the Athletic Podcast Network.
Okay, here we go.
All right, we're back. It's another edition of Hoops Adjacent on the Athletic NBA Show. David Aldridge here in D.C. Marcus in the Bay awaiting the I-80 series. Damn, I want to go to that series. It's going to be fun. I want to go to that series, man.
Man, what's stopping you?
I know.
We got a nice hotel waiting for you.
What's stopping me is like that y'all got 75 people covering the Warriors. That's what's stopping me.
Like, we ain't got nobody covering the King.
No, Sam Amick, that's his home.
He by himself on the juggernaut coming. We need some help out here. You ain't trying to do that flight. That's what it is.
No, that's true. I ain't trying to do that flight. That's true. Our guy, Vinny Goodwill, is with us. Vinny from Yahoo Sports, the man, the myth. Where are you going first round, Vinny?
I'm going to the first round series that I feel like is going to have a whole lot of implications long term. Phoenix and the Clippers.
Clippers last
day. That's a great series.
I'll be there for the first two games, and then I'll be bouncing around after that. But I think that series could have some real long-term things happening.
No question. I mean, what happens if the Clippers go out in five? Gentlemen sweep, which I think is what's going to happen.
Really?
Oh, yeah. D.A. off the bat, off the top ropes early.
You think Kawhi's getting you one game and that's it?
I think Kawhi's getting you one game. If PG can't play, like, how are they going to beat him if PG's not playing?
They got that wizard on the sideline.
I agree, but yeah, he can't scheme up but so much now.
They did almost just lose to the Suns JV squad, though. I see why he might have some doubts.
I'm not sure how anybody guards, you know, KD and Book and Ayton and CP3.
Well, I don't know.
That last one, David.
No, he's your fourth option now. That's what
I'm
saying.
You ain't got to guard him.
He's not your second option anymore.
You know what happens when it comes to May?
Kawhi can take one of them, right?
He'll take one of them. So who else guards the other three?
Here's my solution. If I'm Ty Lue, we've seen it actually work.
Okay,
Terrence Mann, full court pressure.
Terrence Mann has been great
full
in the playoffs
pressure,
before.
Bro. We've seen it.
Yeah, no, he has been. He was great a couple years ago.
I wouldn't put on KD, but if you got KD and Kawhi on KD, and you got Mann like saying, "All right, Book, we're just gonna make your life rough. We're just gonna make you earn it."
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Hey, I'll tell you this. The fact that we're seeing Kawhi and Durant in a playoff series where both players are healthy, and we didn't see it in 17, right?
No.
Right. And in 2019, we literally had 10 minutes. And I wasn't sitting near Marcus.
It was 11, 57.
11. So I wasn't sitting near Marcus, but whoever I was sitting next to, game five, Toronto Golden State. When KD hit like his first two shots, I literally grabbed someone's shoulder and said, "Okay, we're finally in the finals. We are not even like it's over, but like
no,
okay."
I said it's over.
You said it's over.
This is done.
You thought they were walking them down?
I thought it was done. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
that'd have been KD's walk off to Golden State. Y'all need me.
Would have been screaming at Cal Kami in the press conference. You know.
He's been screaming at all of y'all athletic writers.
Exactly. I hate all of you. So, yeah, no. I just think I don't know how if PG's is a different series with PG. But if you tell me PG's not going to play or he's going to be limited or he's going to miss games, I don't know. I don't think the Clippers can beat him.
So, Vincent.
Oh, government.
They've played. I know,
that
right?
Government
it was right in my face, man. And so I'm looking at Vincent Goodwill, Yahoo Sports. I felt official. So I had to, you know what I'm saying? But tell me, I mean, obviously, KD's KD. I mean, their talent is unquestionable. What is the significance of their lack of time together heading into this series? Do you think that's a big deal? Or do you think it's not that big of a deal? Because they're all so experienced already.
I don't think it's the experience thing that would say it's not a big deal. I think KD, we talked for the past X amount of years about systems and system players, right? like Steph Curry may be the greatest system player of all time. Steph and Magic Johnson, right? You just, they are literally the thing that makes everything go. Kevin Durant can fit into any system at any point, at any time. He will just be himself without disrupting anything that you do. So if you apply that to Phoenix, with Chris Paul pick and rolls with Ayton and duck ends, and then you got Book coming off of pin downs, KD can slide right into that. Like, he thrived in a Scott Brooks offense. Have y'all seen Scott Brooks' offenses before? Like, this is not a question that I think we have, but do I wonder, Marcus, about how those other guys play to KD? I worry less about KD
and worry more about
other guys figuring out where he is on the floor. Like, that's the only question I have. But the Clippers aren't going to be the team that exploits that, because like DA said, if you don't have two powerhouses on the wing, you can hide KD somewhere else.
Exactly.
I was just going to say that. I think obviously KD's game could fit in anything, but it's not always seamless, because the bottom line is there's come points to the game where KD's going to be like, yo, run that rock. Y'all know who I am, right?
Like, no question.
And how do the other people respond to that?
They give him the damn rock. What's the Bill Collins line? Give Michael the ball, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a prop.
Steve Kerr was like, nope, we're going to run this offense, buddy. Like,
I don't think Monty's going to have that problem. I think Monty's good.
You telling
Monty's
me Book
good.
Won't? You think Book won't have that problem?
Okay, but I mean, look, Book's a great player.
You think Ayton won't have that problem?
Ayton's a very good player.
He's been having a problem when it was, but he's been having just a check, problem. Like, but the ball
let me look. Let me look at your hands. Let me look at your hands and see the lack of ringage on your fingers.
I don't think that
remember,
he spent the last series on the bench. The last time we seen him play in the playoffs, he was on the bench. Why was he on the bench? Mm. Right, like that dude. He wants to rock, and I'm not saying he's right for thinking
that.
Is he gonna be like, hey, I got?
I understand, but I look. Some people got standing and some people don't have standing this time of year. Like, you can do that in November and January. Hey, I need to get ready when it's the offs start. No. That's when we look at fingers.
When the weather gets warm,
and who does not? And that's who gets the rock.
When the weather gets warm, get the hell out of KD.
And I don't think KD is selfish. Like, he's not going to say, fuck you, Book, I'm shooting the next five shots. But he is going to say, if he has a matchup that he can exploit, yeah, make sure you hit me now. Make sure I touch it.
The problem is he's going to be the best option.
He's always the best option.
That's the problem. He's Kevin Durant. He's got the best option.
He's always
the
best option.
If they solve that, I think they're – if that is not an issue with them, they're gravy.
Are they the favorite?
They're my favorite in the West.
In the West?
Yeah.
They're mine.
Ooh. I think in the path they're on.
They have to beat Denver second round. That to me is the big lift for them.
I'll say this. I think they caught a big break not getting the Warriors in the first round.
All right. I agree with that.
Who wanted that series less? Did Golden State want that series Phoenix want that?
Phoenix wanted that series less. Again, were we counting fingers?
Yes.
They ain't got nothing to lose, bro.
Yeah.
You're talking to 35-year-old dudes like, yo, I got four rings.
Right.
That would have been a emotional series for them. That would have been like, oh, okay. You would have got the absolute best from them.
Although KD would have given them some work in that series.
No question. But you don't want to burn. You don't want that first round.
In that series.
The fans were?
But you know who else would have given them the business? Mm. Who they got guarding Steph Curry?
Oh, okay.
They traded away who guards Steph Curry.
Right.
So we would have got Steph cooking, right, KD right, cooking, right, Draymond talking, right, Clay going at Devin Booker. Like,
that would have been the Beige Rage series of all time. Right, Clay versus Book. The fight that nobody actually believed would happen.
We need that for the West Finals. We didn't need that for the first round.
Right. All right. So 1-8 in each conference is chalk, right? We all believe that. I think we both believe that, right? So the other 4-5.
Oh, you just going to walk away from Oklahoma City like that?
I am. Yeah, I am. I'm walking away. Great year, OKC. But I love Cleveland and New York first round series. I think that's fascinating to me. That's when I want to go. I might
take the train.
Get into that.
Take the train.
You know, because I need, you know what I need? Vinny, that's exactly right. I need playoff Madison Square Garden. Because I'm telling you guys, there's nothing better. If you haven't seen it, you haven't been in there, there's nothing better than playoff Madison Square Garden.
That was my first postseason experience. Playoff Madison Square Garden.
Really?
Yeah, I was an intern at Newsday during what was it, 99?
Oh, he's about to reveal his age.
Oh, shit. That was the Jeff Van Gundy.
I'm proud of my age. I wasn't supposed to live this long. I'm from the hood. But, man, my job was to run. This is age revealing. I used to have to run the film from the court side to the back and back and forth. Yeah. They had actual film back then.
Right.
And the rest of the time I was standing up watching Larry Johnson post up for 17 seconds.
Wait, you a photography intern?
No, I was just an intern, but they needed somebody to run the film back. And I didn't, you know, you get quotes and stuff. That was it. But yeah, that was my job during the game was to keep photographer put his hand up. I grabbed the film, run it back, run it. But I got to stand right there and watch it. And bro, it was nothing like it. It was crazy.
No, it's great. That atmosphere is incredible when they're good. When the Knicks are actually good, it's unbelievable. And I'm that series is just to me, man, it's going to be so good because I don't think Cleveland gets enough respect for their defense, which is phenomenal. Their defense is so good. And how does New York attack? How does Brunson attack, you know, Mobley and Allen? You know, that's so much. They got so much length in the back. I just want to know how New York does it. What do they do?
I'll tell you this, and because me being from Detroit, I will never root for anything Cleveland, right? That's just anything in Ohio, I'm just not rooting for.
Eternal beef, baby.
It, always. That's y'all can't see this thing behind me, but that's the score of the Michigan-Ohio State game after Ohio State scored the first touchdown, 47-26. We whooped that ass, right? So with that being said, I have a man crush on Evan Mobley. That kid is going to be Tim Duncan. When I saw him play, I'm like, this is going to be a new age Tim Duncan, and he has not disappointed me. He's going to be the best player in that series. And we're thinking about Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell, and that kid is going to show up and turn the show out. I think Cleveland wins that series because they are a much better team than we actually give them credit for.
I think I agree with you on everything you said about Evan Mobley, except Donovan Mitchell going to whip that ass in this series. Don going to go in there and say, oh, y'all wanted me? Oh, that's right. You should have got me there.
Revenge tour. Revenge tour for the team he never played for.
Oh, my God. He's going to go insane, I think, in that series. And that's good. But Brunson's going to be great, too. So that's why I think it's too good teams. I agree with that. I think Cleveland's better, but I think it's going to be a really good series. And I could see that going six or seven just because, you know, that Cleveland group, that team has not been in the playoffs together. And it might take them a game or two to kind of figure it out. But
what happens if they do win it and the Knicks pass on? Or Knicks could have got Donovan Mitchell. He ends up going to Cleveland. Cleveland beats New York in the series. Like, does New York just combust? I mean, clearly Stephen A. Smith is going to have a heart attack.
He's going to go
air.
Red on television.
His face in the words is going of the great go Leon pink. Carter, he going to glory.
Yeah, that's.
Is it more fun when the Knicks are good enough to be disappointed, or is it more fun for the Knicks to actually be good?
No,
I like angry New Yorkers.
We don't know about the latter. We ain't had that long enough to know.
I like when the Knicks are good because it's just to have a foil for the best teams. There's nothing like a New York foil. You know what I mean? Like they're just when the Bulls and the Knicks got together and Riley tried every trick in the book on MJ and MJ just literally laughed at him and then Van Gundy tried it and he laughed at him too. Phil just went after Van Gundy so hard. It was just great. I remember this line. Phil, when they were getting in all the fights and everything, and Phil was talking, they were asking him about all the fights that the teams were getting into. And Phil, in his 6'8" voice, he goes, yeah, you know, the problem is not the players. It's those little coaches. They don't see them when they get them.
So when Van Gundy was hanging on Alonzo's leg.
So good. So So the theater is just so great when the Knicks are good, man. It's unbelievable.
Alonzo's leg, hanging on Alonzo Mourning's leg.
Just the best post games ever when the Knicks were in the fighting mode and they, when they fought, when they got in a fight with Miami, and we were in the arena, Miami arena, till 3 a.m. Just getting, as I was at ESPN at the time, we were getting sound and just getting these great quotes. Tim Hardaway just going off on, oh, Rod Thor, we're going to see who gets suspended for the next game, Rod Thor. It was just crazy.
Just calling the league. Can you see any of these players calling the league out like that? We don't have characters anymore.
That's what I loved about the league.
These dudes are too corporate.
He just started rattling off names of people that came off the bench. Oh, Alonzo. He was like, Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson. He just started naming guys
to lose that
had to get suspended.
Can you imagine Steph going on the microphone after a win or a loss and saying, you know what? Mark Tatum, Rod Thorne, Kathy Behrens, all you minions in the league office. We gonna see how y'all gonna play this one.
Fantastic. God, I love the league back then. It was fantastic. It was so good. So
if I was so lucky.
Is there any interest in Brooklyn and Brooklyn and Philly? 3-6.
Only if Ben Simmons was playing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But he's not. And we don't know when he will be again.
But he's not. That's true. I think Brooklyn has a chance to get a
y'all sleep on the Cam Thomas show out here.
Know,
y'all sleep on the Mikal Bridges show.
I know.
Man, is Brooklyn in the house?
You think Brooklyn's getting more than two games, Marcus?
More than two?
I just think Mikal Bridges has been so good.
Tough.
He's been so good.
Two is a pretty good statement for the future of the Nets if they got two off the Sixers.
Yes.
I mean, and there's playoff Harden on the other side.
I know, but
first round playoff Harden is a beast.
Yes.
That ain't never been a problem. It's as the postseason carries on. That's
right. So that will be, yeah. So when we see Philly Boston second round, if everything holds up, I will be at that series. I will cover all seven games of that one. That will be epic. That will be some.
That's why I wanted Philly Miami in round one.
Yeah.
If Philly was going to exercise these demons, I want you to beat everybody.
Right.
I want you to beat Jimmy in Miami if you can, because I didn't think they could. Beat Boston in round two, and then go and play that Greek god in Milwaukee and see if you can beat him. I don't think they're capable of doing that at all. Put it like this. I'm going to ask this to you, DA. Is Philly the best team that you don't believe in?
I actually do believe in them, crazy as it's kept. I actually think they have a chance to beat Milwaukee if they get there. If they get there, now they got to beat Boston. They may not beat Boston. But if they get out of the second round, I think they can beat Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals. I do.
Wait, I do. Which one do they own? Do they own the Bucks or the Celtics? Philly.
Oh, shit.
You know how they like a trio where one of them always
Yeah. Well,
they don't own Boston.
Yeah, I think they do. I think it's Milwaukee. I think they do well. I just think Embiid could devastate Milwaukee. You know, and I don't mean that. I'm not being critical of Milwaukee. I just think if Embiid's in a conference final, he could have one of those Kareem-like series where he's averaging 36 points a game, 17 rebounds. You know, he could just have some ridiculous numbers.
We have not had the Joel Embiid playoff run. We haven't.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Are you struggling to close deals? B2B selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals, and show you hidden allies so that you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/NBAshow23. That's linkedin.com/NBAshow23 for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/NBAshow23 and get started. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, I wanted to save your series for last. 3-6, the series everybody wants to see, the I-80. What you got, Marcus?
What series are we talking about? something happened? Don't nobody care about this NorCal series. Just for us. Y'all don't
care
about
this. Dude, this is great. Oh, everybody cares about that. That's going to be great.
I like it. This Northern Cali happening out here.
This Northern Cali business.
This is the hikey series right here. You know what I'm saying?
This is town business.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm waiting for Mitch Richmond to get back to me because I need to know who he pulling for in this series.
Oh, ooh, good call.
He got his jersey hanging at Golden One Center, but
good call.
He got a pull for Sacramento, right?
Oh yeah, you would think, right?
Whoever he's got to, right? That's a good call.
Whoever sack, huh?
Yeah. No, that's a good call. I would think. Come on. He made his money. He made his, name in sack.
Yeah. So Vinny, who do you think is the most dangerous figure for the Warriors in this series?
Ooh.
From the Kings, I mean.
Yeah. Man, I think De'Aaron Fox and that speed, getting downhill. Like, maybe you can sick Andrew Wiggins on him. But I don't know what Andrew Wiggins looks like right now.
I was about to say, can you do that?
I don't know. Like, I think Sabonis, I don't know if Sabonis will have a good time or a bad time. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's going to play the way that he plays. I don't think the Warriors are going to take him out of anything. Right. And then you just got a bunch of those wild cards. The Malik Monk, Malik Monk could have a game. Right. Watch for the Malik Monk game two where he hits like 7 threes because the Kings are down 0-1 and they need to get a game before going on the road, like that sort of thing. But De'Aaron Fox is a monster. He was on my All-NBA ballot and I damn near forgot about it. I was like, wait a minute, I can't leave him off.
Right.
I had to switch up the ballot at 5:58 Eastern time. Right,
Who you kick off?
That's a great question, David Aldridge.
Steph Curry.
No, Steph's on there.
Steph made the ballot.
Steph's on mine. De'Aaron's on mine too. Yes.
Oh, there was someone that I took off the ballot who would have been on had he not been in trouble.
Oh well, I didn't consider him for multiple reasons.
Dang, DA said I didn't even consider.
No, I'm not. No, because of there was not. It was games played matters. Yes. You know, it matters to me
when the margins are thin. I changed my MVP vote late.
Did you?
I literally changed my MVP vote at 5:59.
Wow.
Right before I press send.
Right. All right, so Marcus, do they consider it a road game if they're playing in SAC? Because your squad stinks on the road. But I don't know if that's really a road game.
Well, first off, I'm going to go out on a limb and say playoff road games are a little bit different.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know that we'll get the same road team we saw in Orlando in November. I just think they are old, and so they don't have to get on the plane, so the joints don't lift lane, so they get to just take a ride. But even if they don't feel like it's a road game, it's going to feel like one when they get in there. Yeah. Like, it's going
to. You think it's going to. It's going to feel like a river. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of Warriors fans in there. You don't
It'll
think
be
so?
A lot of Warriors fans in there, especially with the prices of the tickets. But, you know, yeah. They got the cowbells, you know.
Yeah,
they,
true.
They can trump up the sound.
Yeah.
I think, look, we're about to find out if the Kings are for real, right? Like,
oh, sure.
If they have a good showing in this series, and if they win it, you know who's going to be worried about this? Memphis.
Sure.
Right, like all these other teams who's supposed to be next up.
Right.
He might jump. If they pull this off, if they look, the thing I don't know about the Kings is their offense is great, but it's so spread out. Like, yeah. We don't know how these dudes going to perform in the playoffs. Like, we don't know.
You know, you're right. You're exactly
but
right.
But if they look good.
Well, the crazy thing is, Marcus, we say their offense is efficient, right? Like, it's almost like it's clean. But playoff basketball is dirty.
It's grimy.
You know what I mean? Not even the playoff basketball that we grew up watching or that I grew up watching and DA grew up covering. Like, that was a grind. This is just a little bit slower. So efficiency is it's not a cold word, but it's just like, no, tell me your offense is good. Don't tell me that your offense is efficient because you're averaging 123 per 100 possessions, which is really, really good. But tell me you can go to your fourth option. Because we've over-scouted you.
Matters,
right,
yeah.
Right.
And everything on the strong side doesn't work because that ball becomes a medicine ball in May. You know what I mean? No, we're not in May yet, but this is May basketball.
And this
That's
is
the
where,
thing that
for
gets
the Kings
me.
Is May.
Yeah, well, no, this
for
is
the Kings
before.
Is June.
Right. That's right. And this is where Draymond earns his money, man, because Draymond will be messing up shit, just messing up their offense. You know, for five or six possessions in a row, you know, just like hunting it out, calling it out, you know, like, yeah. So it'll be, I'm not sure. I don't know that I believe in Sacramento yet, but I have a feeling this is going to be a closer series than people think.
Really?
Because Mike Brown knows some things. You know, like Mike Brown.
You know what Mike Brown knows?
Yeah.
Steph Curry's on the other side. Draymond Green's on the other side. Klay Thompson's on the other. These dudes went into Boston. Mike Brown is like,
I can't. I can't argue with that. I'm not saying he's going to. He's a
Mike
wizard.
Brown
I'm just
like,
saying.
Come on, man. Why we couldn't get the Clippers?
Steph went into Game 4 in Boston.
Oh my Lord.
And did some of the most, we can cuss on here, right? He did some of the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen. Like, David, you've covered
Steph
more playoff
was
series.
That game. Steph was you on cover, that game.
You cover more playoff series than I ever will.
Yeah.
And my theory on Game 4 is you find out who's going to win a series in Game 4. Doesn't even matter if they win or lose, but the urgency of the series comes out in Game 4, and you're like, oh, man, they lost, and the series is tied 2-2, but I figured out who the best team is. I came away looking at Game 4. I was like, oh, Golden State isn't losing the rest of the way. Like, it was that very clear that Steph had willed them to a win. They had no business winning.
Right.
And then he could hit nothing in Game 5, and they still waxed them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, this – no, Steph is
– Nah, that's the thing. That's where I'm like – I mean, because that's what the Kings got to go against, right? So,
yeah.
Even if they don't win the series, if it's a good showing – this is – you know what this reminds me of? I mean, not beating – remember the Warriors beat Denver?
Yeah.
But they lost. That was whatever, right? That Denver team was – wasn't that great.
Right,
but
right,
it was
right.
The San Antonio series.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. No
six
question.
Games
no question.
Again. It was like, you lost that series, but you walked away like, hey, we
exactly.
got something here.
Ginobili
you know
had to
happened?
Go like insane in for them to for San Antonio to win Game 2.
And
Ginobili had to go insane.
And they stole Game 1.
Yeah,
the Spurs weren't ready. The question is, will Golden
State
be ready?
No, it was Game 2,
because
remember they tricked off the 18-point lead
in
the first quarter.
Right.
Yeah, they lost in overtime.
That's what I'm saying, because Ginobili went nuts.
And then they came back and won Game 2. But they walked away from that series like, oh, we got something. I feel like more than anything, that's what the Kings need. They need to walk away like, oh, okay,
they need
even
validation.
If they lose, it's like,
they need validation.
Hey, hold on, we got something here.
Yeah, just like Memphis, right? The last 2 years. Yeah, Memphis did the same thing. It's like, oh, wait a minute, we got some good stuff. The other reason why I don't believe in Memphis is because Stephen Adams is out. I mean,
And Clark.
And Brandon Clark.
And Clark. Don't overcome those things this time of year.
Offensive rebounding matters. Offensive rebounding matters so much in the playoffs.
I don't believe
in
Memphis.
In the regular
Dylan
season.
Clark swear he Jordan, and until he start realizing that he's a nice, talented role player who has a role, then they won't win. Because
and you just said the boy's name, so you we know you don't respect them. You said Dylan Clark. The boy's name is Dylan Brooks.
Sorry, we just said Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks is out here like acting like he's an all NBA player. If he just calm it down and play his part, they'll be good. But he ain't gonna do that because he's gonna get caught up and he's gonna start taking a bunch of shots and doing all this.
Right.
That's why. But Vinny, here's the question I got for you. Who do Memphis want to see more in the first round?
Oh, they want Minnesota to see them play just game? As dumb as them, Minnesota. We saw what that was. That was the Keystone Cop series in the first round last year. You had hey, T. Morant and Carl Towns on the sidelines getting lit, and we thought it was cute back then until we saw what happened this year, right? Funny how the tables turn. But no, they don't want to see the Lakers.
No.
You don't want to see – look, there are five teams in the West that look at the Western Conference like it's food. Like there's no reason why we shouldn't be playing in June. Denver, Golden State, Phoenix – Clippers, the Lakers, five teams that feel like there is no excuse why we should not be representing the West in the finals. And they're looking at this is our best year because everybody is mediocre. So so going back to it, Memphis don't want to see a LeBron trying to go for ring number five. And, you know, especially off of that tendon injury that he's miraculously come back from, you know, add to the lore of the great LeBron James.
Hey, man.
His medical. Why are you hating his medical? Come on now.
So foot doctor LeBron James?
Hey, LeBron James of feet. What does that mean? Like the second best doctor of all time or like the fourth best doctor of all time?
Damn. Oh, why shots fired on
him? I'm just curious. No, just. What's
the name of your podcast where we can get more shots like this?
We having fun. We're just having fun.
What's the name of your podcast where we need more shots like this?
The Good Word with Goodwill on Yahoo Sports, man.
The Good Word with Goodwill. You send your hate mail to The Good Word with Goodwill. Oh, you LeBron stands. I'll say this. You don't want LeBron to sniff it now. You don't want him to sniff it. You start sniffing it, you know, that then all bets are off. If he starts to think he really can win this thing, I know he believes in his head that, well, theoretically we could, but if he starts seeing it on the floor, you don't want that. You don't want
Can
that.
He stay healthy? Like,
no.
Him
don't
and
know.
Anthony Davis staying healthy for 2 months at a time. We ain't seen that since the bubble. And this ain't the bubble. This is travel.
Well, and it's also not KCP and Kuzma and Caruso and all them dudes that helped you
it's
win.
It's the unstoppable Austin Reeves. That's what Sports Illustrated told us. Austin Reeves is unstoppable.
All right. Marcus says he's got dips. So let's go. We are wrapping up. Vinny, give us the podcast again, The Good Word.
The Good Word with Goodwill on Yahoo Sports, the Ball Online Network on YouTube. Get them wherever you get your podcast.
All right. Check out Vinny at the playoffs. You're going to go to Cleveland and watch them play.
Watch. Cheer.
I'm going to cheer them on. Leave that 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, all the places you get this fine American podcast. Mark has already dipped, so I will say it. If you can't leave 5 stars... keep it to yourself, you haters. We'll have Vinny come and talk bad about you like he just talked about LeBron.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a 1-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code The Athletic and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.